For tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Or the first service of the Ladies' Conference of 2003 being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campground. Alberta Landry is the minister.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
You want to break some generational curses? Better go to the garden. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. The worst fear and the deepest in our areas is that fear of rejection, whether it's spiritual or even natural. Because there are times that we believe God has rejected us. Why would God reject you when He says He loves you with an unconditional love? Praise God. So these are some of the things. I'm going to give you some things that if you want to write them down, or I'm going to try to go slow. I talk fast sometimes, but I'm going to try to go a little bit slow. These are some of the things that we tend to take in through rejection. And I do believe, I believe that rejection is a strong man. Because it opens the door for so many other things. Praise God. Fear. Shame. That's right. Worthlessness. Low self-esteem, depression, need to back up, oppression, ridicule, public humiliation, attacks, all kinds of attacks, slander, feeling put down, feelings of all types of feelings of humiliation. There are so many different feelings of humiliation. There are some that transpose themselves in one way or another. So I'm going to give you some of the responses that we come back with when these things come at us. And we take them in one way or another. When these things come at us, the rejection, sometimes we take vengeance. I'm going to get you back. You don't know when, but I'm going to get you back. And God said that vengeance is His. He shall repay. Anger. Retaliation. Withholding forgiveness. I think that's a biggie. That's a biggie. When someone has hurt you, we tend to want to hold on like it's going to do something to the people. And when it's really hurting you. Withholding forgiveness. Hurt. Deep hurt. Wounded spirit. Bitterness. Resentment. Sensitivity. We get real sensitive. Real. What's that old saying about having a chip on your shoulder? You know, you may not tell them to knock it off, but if they just come, you jump, it's going to fall. Get real sensitive, you know, about your feelings. You get overprotective. Rejection. Sickness. Failures. Loneliness. Loss. Of all type of things. Unfair treatment. We even start treating other people unfairly. Some people that haven't even hurt you. But because you were hurt, because you were rejected by someone, you tend to treat somebody else the way you were treated. And we nurse our own hostilities. We walk around real bitter. Some people don't even smile. It's like they lose their ability, and then it even goes to death. Even to death. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, the Bible says, "Fear thou not, for I am, the great I am, the divine presence of God is with thee. Be not dismayed." Don't be troubled. He said in John 14, "Let not your heart be troubled." Don't be troubled, for I am, the great I am, thy God. I will, that's a promise from God. I will strengthen you. I will uphold thee with the right hand, His power and His authority, His righteousness, glory to God. And even I came across who said, even His pleasures. He said at His right hand, there are pleasures evermore. He said, with my right hand of my righteousness, I'm going to uphold you. Glory to God. Allow the Lord. See, we have to get to a point where, Lord, I'm going to allow you. I'm going to let you do this for me. I'm going to allow you, Lord, to turn this rejection that I'm feeling, that I've accepted, into acceptance of the love of God. I'm going to turn away from that thing, and I'm walking into my acceptance. See, we tend to give more honor to people, and we're supposed to love one another. But we give more honor to people and what people can do to us than we give to God. And there's something wrong with the picture. Amen. Glory to God. See, God says, no. I want you to turn this thing away from what the enemy's trying to do and bring this thing back into the right court, into the presence of God. Amen. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Allow God to turn your fear into faith, your rejection into acceptance. We want to be free. Amen. Praise God. God says, I got freedom. We want victory. Amen. God says, I have victory. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. We need to be honest. When I feel rejection, when I feel that hurt, be honest. Face up. Say, devil, yeah, I'm feeling this thing, but I'm going to get delivered today. Amen. Not 20 years later.
Right.
But today is my day. Glory to God. When I read in Hebrews, the 3rd chapter, he says, today is the day of your salvation. Bless God. If you look up the word salvation, it means your deliverance, your rescue. Glory to God. He said, I'm ready to pick you up, take you out the pit, because today is your day of salvation. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. When I wake up in the morning, guess what it's called? Today. Come on now. Every day that we have our eyes open in the sight of God, it is my today. So every day I got a day of salvation. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. Devil can't steal it from me, but I sure can give it up. He said, I lay before you this day blessings or curses. Which one you want? Take your choice. Life, glory to God, or death, which one you want? He says, now you choose. Oh, bless God. See, it's like I got to change my mind. Like we said, okay, renewing of my mind, I got to be transformed. And what transforms me? Oh, bless the Lord. Allow the Lord. We have to allow the Lord. Praise God. Let's be honest. Yes, rejection hurts. There are no free passes. There's no pass, go and collect $200. There's no get out of jail card given to avoid the experience. Some people have devoted themselves to hurting others. They have allowed the devil to use them to the max. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Bible calls them evil-hearted. Mm-hmm. The thoughtless, jestings and jokes, belittlements in public or even in private. They even come sometimes from across the pulpit. Truth is truth. Majority of the body of Christ hop from church to church because they've been hurt by a pastor or someone in the ministry. It's the truth. Hey, shame the devil, get set free. Hello.
It's true.
And whether they tell you not, then they hop to another one and they take the same hurts or more hurts somewhere else. Then they hop to another one, take those hurts somewhere else, and they hop to another, take those hurts somewhere else. And they right back in the beginning, go right back to the same place they left from in the first place to get up some more hurts. Pull your hurt out on me. Just dump it all right here. Come on, saints of God. We got to wake up. Come on. God says, open our eyes that we might see. See, the word of God says when the thief has been found out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some of us don't know the devil been stealing.
All right.
But he's been stealing from us from day one.
All right.
And it's got to get to a point where it says, no more devil. This is the end of the road for you. Hallelujah. We have to make it up in our mind. Glory to God. Remarks come to us sometimes. They're designed to hurt you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know I'm telling the truth here. God gave me this at 3 o'clock in the morning. He didn't have me up to 3 o'clock in the morning for nothing, y'all. Hallelujah. Hey, he took something over here and added something to it, glory to God. But there are remarks that are designed to hurt. People purpose sometimes in their heart to say something just to hurt you. That's true. But you don't have to accept it. I remember one time when I was I was on fire for God because I just committed my life back to the Lord, praise God, you know. And I said, oh man, when you have made a commitment, God had healed me and raised me up off the deathbed, glory to God. So y'all know, hey, I was committed. See, because when you get close to death, 10 months now, they'll make you commit. It's good anyway. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you, I was so on fire, yo, you get on fire. You know, and I was going back on my job, you know, and I was telling all of them, y'all need to give y'all life to Jesus Christ. You need to come out of this denomination. You need to come out of that. You need to do this. You need to do that. And people were like, God, get out of my face. What's wrong with you? And finally, one man looked at me. He said, look, don't you tell me nothing else no more. And it's like, whoa. And I went to the back room. They called it a sulfur room because I was working in a laboratory. And I went to that back room, and I just started crying. I'm like, God, why you don't want you? You know, I'm saying, why you don't want you? I'm just trying to tell about you, Jesus. I, you know. And I was going through all this and all this, and the Lord said, stop crying. I mean, I heard it so clear. And I'm like, I'm looking around because I have heard God's audible voice. You know, and I'm like, he said, let it be like water running off a duck's back. Well, I don't know what that meant. I really did. I'm like, what? But then I found out what it meant. A duck will duck, jump into a lake and come out, and he says, and he's dry again. And that's what he's telling me. Don't hold on to this thing. He said, they're going to reject you. They're going to reject you. Now, I had to ask the Lord to help me in what I needed to say, how I needed to say it. So he had to mold me. He had to make me. He had to season me. He had to word my mouth. So you can't jump on nobody and try to get, oh, get Jesus. He said, by love and kindness have I drawn thee. Glory to God. Not by beating him upside the head. But anyway. Praise God. But there are going to be scars. And there are scars. But see, when I think about the wounds upon Jesus, see, his wounds don't bleed anymore. But he was able to go to his disciples and say, touch me, handle me. And when he stuck his finger in the wounds, he didn't come out with blood because they were healed. They were healed so that we could be healed. Praise God. There are people that are going to stereotype you. They'll call you Holy Roller. I've been called Ghostbuster and everything else. And then my mother and my sister and my aunt and I, we used to go to different places and pray for people and cast out demons. And there go them Ghostbusters again. I was like, Ghostbuster? But anyway, praise God. Amen. But see, it didn't matter to us because we saw people get free. Didn't matter. I'm a Ghostbuster for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But see, the reverse reactions of these things, when people come at you with all these different things, they put you down, they talk about you and all that. What we tend to do is we take on the rejection and we either pump up and get proud and hard and say, doesn't matter. Oh, yeah. See, that's the reverse reaction. Or we get introverted. I don't know what I'm talking about. See, there are different reactions that different people take on. And we don't understand sometimes we're coming against this demon or coming against them, that the root cause of majority of it is called rejection. Rejected in the womb. My daddy didn't want me. My mama didn't want me. So? You on the Lord's side now? He loves you. So what? The word of God says, when your father and your mother forsake you, the Lord said, I will. Come on now. What great. He said, your fathers are evil. Glory to God. I told the church, Sunday, you got a new heritage now. Your bloodline is not the same. If you are in Christ, your bloodline is not the same. You got a new heritage. You got a new dad and a new mama. We are birthed forth from the womb of God, brethren. Hallelujah. Bless God. So we don't need to fall into selfishness or haughtiness or pride or self-protection or self-exaltation. Self-delusions. Trying to figure out, what can I do to make them like me? How do I handle this? Hey. Because all it's going to do is lead you into more rejection. Rejection or lead you into rejecting somebody. God's not pleased with that. He's not pleased with that. I'm going to give you 9 points that we need to look at. And then I'm going to give you some more. Especially for those that are in ministry. I'm going to give those that specifically means we're all in ministry because we're all servants of the Lord. So there's some ministry going on in your life at one point in time. I don't care if you just walked up to somebody and said, God loves you. You just ministered to somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah. One. These are some of the things that we tend to do or say. If you recognize it, I'm asking you to do is repent of it, even as you recognize it. I don't need you to lead you in a prayer of repentance. You can repent right where you're sitting because you're sitting before the Lord. Amen? Praise God. I'll just dust the dirt off my shoes and I'm going my own way. We allow our feelings to hurt too easily, to get hurt too easily. We start getting bitter towards the person who's rejected us. We hold resentment toward those that he or she feels are not rejected. It's like they reject me, but they're not rejecting that person. Why not? So we get resentful or hold resentment toward somebody else. And they don't know what's going on 9 out of 10 times. We isolate. Isolation isolates oneself, he or she, so that he or she won't be hurt by anybody else. Take on the appearance of being aloof, emotionally distant, or even to the point of egotistical, which is a root part of pride. Or distance yourself or put like a guard around you. I'm not going to feel anything. I'm going to just be cold. Becoming suspicious of others. Feeling of being set up by somebody for a fall. They're trying to set me up for a fall. I know it. I know it. I know they are. Feeling of being set up for a fall by other people that they be around, they encounter. Whether it's on the job, in your home, it doesn't matter where. But always being suspicious. What they doing over there? I know they're talking about me. Being self-critical. Putting yourself down. Always comparing yourself to somebody else. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. The Lord told me one day, he said, he didn't make clones. He said, I've made individuals. Individuals mean you are unique all by yourself in the eyes of God. He made everybody different. Glory to God. Feeling guilt. Assuming that he or she is worthy to be rejected. Feelings that, well, yeah, I deserve to be put down. I deserve to. And it's used because of something that you feel like you did do or maybe haven't done. Always trying to prove yourself to somebody, to try to get them to accept you. Changing your appearance. Changing your status. Oh, I got to go to college because I need to get a degree so they recognize me. Oh, I got to go achieve this. Oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. If I do this, they'll recognize me. If I go here, they'll recognize me. If I wear this, they'll see me. If I change my hair, they'll notice me. If I put blue contacts in instead of gray ones, maybe they'll see my eyes. We do things to get somebody else's approval when God said it's saying, you're accepted by me. We have to love ourselves. We have to love ourselves. To the ministers. Ministers sometimes are driven by praise and acclamation of people. And they have no peace without it in their ministry. It's like, I got to get some praise. You got to notice me. You got to accept me. Because if you don't accept me, maybe I'm not doing the job that God has called me to do. You know the Word of God says that we were made to praise Him? He didn't say we were made to do a ministry. He said we were created. To glorify Him. Praise God. Ministers unable to deal with and respond to criticism, whether it's fair or unfair. They don't want people to approach them, to criticize them, to tell them that they're wrong. Even if they're wrong. It's like they want to be untouchable. And we're all God's people. We're supposed to rebuke in love. But we're supposed to be able to take that rebuke. Ministers that feel that the ministry is theirs, they forget that it's God. And that success will only come if God get out the way and I do it. Because when the Holy Ghost told me this, I was like, God, forgive me if I ever did this. You know, because I probably had at one point in time in my life. You know, maybe, I don't know. I didn't think about it too strongly to try to find out if I did in the past, but it could have been. Because if I allow God to do it, He might not see it my way. And He might not allow me to do what I think I'm supposed to do. So I reject what God is saying so that I can go forth, that the people not reject what I want to do. Having a false sense that everything in their ministry is under control when in reality, it's not. It's not. Fear of losing control makes the person think that way. Feelings of being threatened in the ministry. Feelings that someone is trying to take over. Why? Because I want to be in control. That's part of the pride and the haughtiness and the egotisticism that comes forth with not humbling ourselves and say, God, whatever you want, that's what I want. However you want to do it, that's what I want. Just show me, God. You said you'd order my steps. You said you'd lead my path. You do it for me, God. I want what you want. I love what God loves and I hate what God hates. That's what we need to just say, okay, Lord, if I'm not to be a pastor, what am I to be? If I'm not to be an evangelist, what do you want me to do? If I'm not to be a teacher, if I'm not to be, what do you want me to be? It's called the perfect plan of God. Another man doesn't need to tell you your ministry. But if you need help for somebody that's already in ministry to pray with you, to ask God to help you hear the voice of God, then you come to another man. People desire to hear the voice of God. And they don't realize that God is talking all the time. But they want to hear it out of the mouth of somebody else. And you can. But when you open this book, He's talking to you. He's wooing you. He's loving on you. And He's leading you. Bless God. He's talking. He's talking. All of these things can be unhealthy. They can be unfruitful. And they're definitely controlled by demonic power. Definitely controlled by demonic power. We need to let go of all negative emotion, overwhelming feelings which trigger fear or rejection. Rejection triggers fear and it opens the door. Satan comes in. And Satan comes in to destroy. He doesn't come to build you up. He doesn't come to elevate you. He doesn't come to bring you to the high pinnacle and say, I'll give you all of this if you just bow down to me. His purpose is to kill, steal, and destroy. So my question is, why would the saints of God allow themselves to hold on to unforgiveness, fear, despisement, and rejection? Satan told you, bow down to me. Okay, I will. And God says, I want to lift you up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, this is a good message. It's a hard message, but it's a good message. Bless the Lord. Rejection does not mean that you have to give up on yourself or either on somebody else. Don't fight or fight the people. Try perseverance in the Lord and war against the real enemy. Guess who his name? What's his name? Satan. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he's your adversary. He is your enemy. Satan is my enemy. And all the demonic powers. Amen. Are my enemies. The strength is not of yourself. We need to understand that. It's not just me doing this thing. It's God doing this thing through me. Bless the name of Jesus. Help, saints. It's present. It's not on the way. It's present. It's here. Right now. It's not, what's that song? Help is on, no. It's not on the way. It's here. Right now. Oh, bless the Lord. Glory to God. He is your very present help in the times of trouble. Use it to push you, to propel you into the arms of Jesus. Use it. You got it. You got it. The Word of God says that we're helpers one to another. But you got it to help me. I got it to help you. Because we're helpers one to another. This ain't a one-man show. Earthly man. Glory to God. We're helpers one to another. Hallelujah. God can give me the courage. Say this with me. God can give me the courage, to do what?
It's
right. Despise all criticism. Say this. Rejection can make me examine my life and make the corrections that's needed in my life. The evil of the rejection can be turned into my good. I can take its fall and not allow it to have mine. Hallelujah. Say this with me. Acceptance from my peers is not as important as life in Christ, or as important as the love of God and knowing that the Lord accepts. Say me. Hallelujah. Say this with me. When I'm struck with the pains of rejection and fears, guess what? I'm going to choose to reject the rejection. I'm going to choose to reject the pain. I'm going to choose to reject the fears. Hallelujah. Because only you can keep those that you choose to keep. Amen. Praise God. Say this with me. Hallelujah. Y'all stand up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all ought to be tired of sitting down anyhow. Glory to God. Praise God. Say this with me. Must I accept rejection? And must I
contend
myself
with the feelings
that nobody cares?
Only
if I choose to.
Y'all
may be seated. Only if you choose to. So now, are you going to choose to? Glory to God. Hallelujah. There is one that you can turn to always. There's one, capital O-N-E, that you can turn to always. One that has promised to never reject you. He knows rejection firsthand. He will never turn you away, no matter how bleak, no matter how dark the situation looks, no matter why or whom or how badly you have been even rejected. He knows the depths of your rejection, and he's here to help you safely out of them. I'm going to give you several scriptures, so get your pens out. He will help you face the problem. He'll be right there through the disappointments. He'll deliver you from the losses and the hurts, and he will deliver you from them all. From them all, not just some, but he will, and that's a promise, deliver you out of them all. Praise God. He reminds you in the Word how precious you are to him, because in his sight, you are his beloved. You are the apple of his eye. Glory to God. Write these scriptures down, please. 1 John 4, chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. 1 Peter 2, 4 through 5. St. John, first chapter, verses 11 through 13. John 15, verses 9, 10, and 12. John 3, and we know this one very well, 16. And I want to read John 1, 16, 17, either Amplified. St. John 1, chapter 1, verses 16 through 17. The Bible says, "For while the law was given through Moses, grace, unearned, undeserved favor and spiritual blessings and truth came through Jesus Christ." Exodus 20, verse 1. "No man has ever seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, or the only begotten God, who is in the bosom, in the intimate presence of the Father, He has declared him, he has revealed him, and he has brought him out where he can be seen. He has interpreted him, and he has made him known to us. Proverbs 8, verse 30. The Lord, the Word of God tells us that Jesus Christ came with grace and truth, with grace and truth. So we gained unmerited favor from God. Unmerited favor. Grace is a matchless gift that's given to us from God. It's matchless. We can't match it, because in that grace is His love. In that grace is His love that's not just given out there, thrown out, but it's expressed. It's shown towards us. God loves you. He 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 loves you. And He does not want you tormented by anything that the enemy's bringing your way. But He's also laid before us the choosing. I can choose to base in the presence and the love of God and just let it wash me and overflow me and just... And when you do that, it's like, oh, God don't ever want to get up. Like we say, Cal gone, take me away. Oh, God, take me away. We just let Him just wash us with His love. The Word of God says, in His presence, there is fullness. If you're full, guess what? You don't have room for nothing else. So now, part of our deliverance means not just casting out demons, not just calling out, but getting into His presence. Because when you get into His presence, all that rejection, all that stuff that's been bombarding you and holding you down for years after years and months and Sundays and all this other kind of stuff, guess what? You don't remember none of that when you're in His presence. See, I mean, that's the last thing on your mind. So now when I walk out of His presence, why do I go and pick up till I go to His presence again? Come on, save. No, His love is unconditional. It's everlasting. It's everlasting. Praise God. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. These are Your people, God. Deliver them, Lord God, by Your word. Set them free from every demonic power, every stronghold of the enemy that's tried to hold on to them for generation after generation after generation. Father, we thank You right now, Lord God. The generational curses of people being rejected. My father was rejected, so I'm rejected. Now my children are going to get the same thing. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Praise God. Father, we thank You right now for Your grace, Your love, Your hope, Your forgiveness, and Your restoration, for Your deliverance, Lord God, for Your redemption, Lord God, for our victorious life in Christ Jesus. Lord, there's a song that says, He paid a debt that He did not owe, because we owed a debt that we could not pay. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I come against every spirit that is holding the people of God bound. I come against every demonic power. I place them on notice today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that they will no longer be able to hold on to the body of Christ, the saints of God, in the name of Jesus. From this day forward, Satan, you are put on notice. You have to loose the people and you have to let them go free in the name of Jesus Christ. We place the devil and all of the demonic powers in chains and fetters. We thank You right now, Lord God, for the warfaring angels that are stationed all through this building. We thank You, Lord God, that they've already got their assignment. They already know what they're supposed to do. Hallelujah. Father, we thank You right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say this with me. Father, I come before You right now. In the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus. Exposing myself. Lord, You know everything about me. And Lord, I'm here right now. And I want my freedom from every bit of rejection, whatever it may call itself, whatever its cohorts are, I'm coming for mine. And I'm coming before the throne of grace. And Lord, I'm thanking You right now. I'm not waiting till it happens. I'm thanking you right now for my freedom. And it's in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I put on notice right now, fear, in the name of Jesus, fear of being rejected. I put you on notice right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bind up the spirit of fear of being rejected right now in Jesus' mighty name. Fear of being rejected. I command you to loose the people and let them go free in Jesus' mighty name. I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loose God's people, let them go now in Jesus' mighty name. I come against, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against all manner of shame and guilt. Condemnation, shame, and guilt. I bind you. I bind you. I bind every principality, power, and cohort that travels with you in Jesus' mighty name. And I command each one of those spirits, shame, guilt, and condemnation, I command you to come out to people and let them go free in Jesus' mighty name. I come against worthlessness, feelings of worthlessness. I command you to loose the people right now and let them go free in Jesus' name. Every last one of these spirits are already put in chains and fetters. They're already bound. I bind their feet. I bind their hands. I bind their works right now in Jesus' mighty name. I command them not to talk to one another. I command them not to communicate in no form or fashion, not to try to transfer in no way in the name of Jesus Christ. We put you on notice right now that you cannot. The authority of the Lord God Almighty is in the place, and you will not do anything but obey the word of God in Jesus' mighty name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we place in the name of Jesus Christ worthlessness, low self-esteem, depression, oppression, ridicule, public humiliation, attacks of all kinds, slander, put down, feelings of humiliation. We put you all on notice right now. We command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose God's people and let them go free right now in Jesus' name. You come out quietly and quickly in the name of Jesus. Loose some people, let them go. Say, I don't want you anymore. Let them go in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I come against vengeance. I bind vengeance in every cohort with vengeance. Anger, retaliation, unforgiveness. I bind that strong man right now in Jesus' mighty name. I place that strong man bound right now in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, holding on to unforgiveness, I bind you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I place that spirit and its manipulations and its speakings, because it speaks to the ears of people. Unforgiveness speaks to you at different times, but the devil is a liar. I bind his mouth. I put a gag over his mouth right now in Jesus' name. I come against that lying demon right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I command holding on to unforgiveness and all of the cohorts of it to come out the people and let them go free. I come against all the strong men of it right now, all the supervisory spirits, underlying spirits, no-name spirits, and I bind you right now in Jesus' mighty name. I command every last one to line up rank and file. Loose the people and let them go free in Jesus' mighty name. I come against hurt, wounded spirit, deep hurt, and bitterness. You travel together. You got to go in Jesus' mighty name. Loose the people and let them go free right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, you let them go. You let them go now in Jesus' mighty name. I come against the spirit of failure, loneliness, unfair treatment, loss, abandonment. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind every last one. I put them in chains and fetters. I bind their manifestations even in Jesus' mighty name. And I command them to loose and let go of the people of God right now in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against all manner of sensitivity, being overly sensitive in the name of Jesus, nursing your own wounds, nursing and holding on to your own hostilities. I place them in chains and fetters, and I command them to loose the people and let them go free right now in Jesus' name. I also come against somebody who's been having nightmares in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the power of those ungodly dreams right now in Jesus' mighty name. I break the power of that thing right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, I ask that the Holy Spirit would direct their dreams. In Jesus' mighty name, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. The devil even been lying to you with those dreams. The devil been telling you he's going to kill you with those dreams. The devil is a liar. He doesn't have authority over your life. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I come against all unfair treatment, either treating somebody unfair or being treated unfair. I break the power of that thing off your life right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I come against all troubling in the spirit, all dismay, distress, and discord in the name of Jesus. And I destroy your works right now, and I command you to loose God's people and let them go free in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. Now, all manner of rejection. I command all manner of rejection. Low rejection, high rejection. I command every last one on the live rank and file in the name of Jesus Christ, and I command you to loose God's people right now and let them go free in Jesus' mighty name. Go, 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 go. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Every last one of you, go, 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 go now. You hear the commands and you have to obey them. Now you go and you go quickly in Jesus' mighty name. I'm not asking you to leave. I'm commanding you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to go and go now in Jesus' name. Go and go now in the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I come against all manner of pride, haughtiness, in the name of Jesus, self-exaltation, self-delusions. I command them, every last one of them, to go, 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 go. Emotional negativity, overwhelmed feelings. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. Go, go now, I say in Jesus' mighty name. You have no authority over the saints of God. No authority over the saints of God. No authority over the saints of God. You let God's people go. You have no power over them. I come against criticism. Criticism of others and criticism of self in Jesus' mighty name. You go in the name of Jesus. I come against low self-esteem, low self-worthiness. You go in the name of Jesus. Go in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. You loose God's people and let them go free. I come against all manner of disappointments and hurts and losses. Go, 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 go. All of them right now in Jesus' name. You line up, rank and file. You go, you go, you go quickly in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. You loose God's people and let them go free. I come against all manner of disappointments and hurts and losses. Go, 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 go. All of them right now in Jesus' name. You line up, rank and file. You go, you go, you go quickly in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus, take your foul, filthy hands off of God's people. You have your hands on the wrong property. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I thank you right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You're having pain in your body, in your knees. Put your hands on your knees right now. Father, I thank you right now for touching and healing knees. I thank you right now, Lord God, for touching and healing knees. I rebuke that pain in the knees right now in Jesus' mighty name. I command that pain to loose those knees right now in Jesus' name. Pain, I command you to come out now in Jesus' name. Go. Get out of there right now in the name of Jesus. Go right now in the name of Jesus. All manner of pain, we fall out of agreement with you right now in Jesus' name. And you loose those knees right now in Jesus' name. Father, I speak healing to those knees right now in the name of Jesus. Healing, Lord. I thank you right now for healing those knees in Jesus' mighty name. I speak to the muscles, the tendons, and the ligaments in those knees and around those knees. I speak to the sinews even in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to the joints and I say, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. Somebody's been having felt like heart palpitations or heart pains. Put your hand on your heart. Father, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you said that fear, man's heart fear failed them because of fear. I command all manner of fear to come out of the heart right now in Jesus' mighty name. I command that fear to come out that heart right now in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I speak a healing to that heart right now. I command that heart to pump properly right now in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command it to pump properly in Jesus' mighty name. I command it to be steady and in a perfect rhythm in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now. I come against all depression, oppression. Right now, I come against it right now in Jesus' name. Distrust. I just heard that one. Distrust. I come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Distrust, you loose God's people and you let them go free right now in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. Not trusting others and not trusting yourself. The word of God didn't tell you to trust yourself nor others. He said, put all your trust in the arm of God, not in the arm of flesh. Now distrust, go, 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 go. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. You have no authority over the saints of God. You loose them and you let them go free right now in Jesus' mighty name. Mighty name. You loose them and let them go free right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. You hear the commands and you will obey them in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you right now, Lord, for filling the people of God with your acceptance, with your love, Lord God, overflowing. Lord, you've already poured out upon them these wonderful gifts of love and peace and joy, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord, just like they were open, Lord God, to receive their freedom, they're open to receive the word and the fruit of God. I thank you right now, Lord, move by your spirit upon the people of God. Lord, overflow them, Lord God. Overshadow them, Lord God. They would, with your perfectness and your love and your kindness and your grace and your mercy. person, Lord God. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord God, for the joy of the Lord being in them, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for giving them the garment of praise, Lord God. Let them praise you like they never praised you before, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you right now, Lord God, for filling them, Lord God, to overflowing. Even those that may have spoken tongues before and have lost that, you stand up right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you want to speak and you want that gift manifested back in your life, you stand up because you want to be able to pray in the Spirit and talk to God by yourself. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, and lay your hands on your belly. Father, I thank you right now. You said out of their belly, Lord God, shall flow rivers of living water. And Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, for baptizing them with the Holy Ghost and fire in the name of Jesus. Lord, let them be filled with your Spirit to overflowing, God, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Fill them, Lord God, to overflowing in the name of Jesus. Fill them with the overflowing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, for your love. For your love, God. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's somebody in here that's really been tormented in the spirit, in the mind. So the devil's really been really bad, attacking your mind. The Word of God says that your mind is the mind of Christ. Father, I lay your hands on your head. Father, I thank you right now, Lord. There was a thorn. There were thorns. There were a crown of thorns that was laid upon the head of Jesus Christ, that he shed blood for their mind. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, for that mind being healed and delivered. I come against that tormenting devil right now in the name of Jesus. I commend all tormenting spirit that's been tormenting their mind. I come against all mental problems right now in Jesus' name. I come against mind-boggling spirits, spirits of confusion. I even come against paranoid schizophrenia right now in Jesus' name. And I command to loose God's people and let them go free right now in Jesus' name. You go and you go quickly in Jesus' name. Loose their mind in Jesus' name. Father, I ask right now that you cover their mind with your precious blood. That same blood that you shed, Lord God. The same blood, Lord. For their mind, for their mind, for their mind, Lord, for their mind, for their mind, for their mind. I come against that devil that's speaking to your mind even right now. The devil is a liar. Tell him he's a liar. Don't accept that lie. Don't accept that lie he's trying to tell you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you. Stand up, saints of God, and let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hamdulillah. We glorify you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you're so wonderful, Lord. You're so gracious, God. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, the Bible says, glory to God, and I'm going to read it to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God. Thanks to God. God bless you. I speak the blessings of the Lord upon you. Multitudinous blessings. Overflowing blessings of the Lord be upon you and your life and your whole house. In Jesus' name. God bless you, saints.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.